Live from the Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in Bayou-La-Batre, Louisiana. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest and wisest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man whose only fault is that he loves too much, mainly himself, Richard J. Ringhausen. And also featuring the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers, well-loved song and dance man and self-taught herpetologist, the new overseer of the Bridge of Death, twice decorated Air Force hero sandwich eater, a man with Ringhausen blood coursing through his veins, Craig, 12.5% Ringhausen Johnson. And are you ready for this? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who has proven time and time again that he is right about everything, most of the time. Also the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yay! All right.
Woo-hoo! Rick, your mic's not working.
It is.
I was just hoping maybe you wouldn't talk. All right, yeah, 4th of July celebration.
Came and gone.
Yeah, but, you know, if you had been the person setting up the whole thing, you know, 250 years.
Yeah.
Who would you have chosen to be the, you know, like, you're in charge, you know, the president calls you up, says, Rick, I want you to put together a good 4th of July show.
Kelly Clarkson.
It's all you. It's all up to you.
All Kelly Clarkson. You mean to host it or to run it?
When you say Kelly Clarkson, I think that you're having your chest waxed. Kelly Clarkson!
I don't know how that follows.
You haven't seen the movie?
40-year-old virgin? No.
Oh, okay, never mind. How can you have not seen that movie?
I don't know. Haven't smoked a cigarette either.
You've eaten a lot of them, though.
You smoke candy cigarettes.
Okay, so let's put together a show here.
Right.
So, like, you have to have an MC, I think.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, see, I think she falls more into the performer category.
Have you ever watched, like, the Rose Bowl Parade? That's exactly the kind of person they get to announce the floats. All right.
How does this even compare?
All right, LaToya Jackson.
Okay, right after the show, we're going to have you executed. You're not even trying. Craig, who would you have?
Can I bring anybody back from the dead?
No.
No.
I wanted Norm MacDonald to host it.
You think this show is about fiction? This is reality, man. All right.
But Rick's not going to be happy with my answer.
Are we considered a reality show?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean Rick's not going to be happy?
Lin-Manuel Miranda is who I would choose.
Oh, my God. That guy who played Hamilton in the Broadway play.
Oh, my God. Craig, let go.
What, you own stock in that company?
I was thinking like Harrison Ford.
Wait, which one of us is the well-loved song and dance man?
I was thinking Harrison Ford, maybe Steve Martin. He's good at hosting shows. And
could
he's
you
funny,
pick somebody less than 80 years old?
Or Stephen Martin Short.
Could you have the pair?
Yeah. Sure you don't want George Burns maybe to host this thing?
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's less than 80.
That's true.
You could have Ryan Seacrest.
I wonder what Bob Hope's doing that weekend.
rolling over, thrashing around in the ground. This is when he sees who's hosting
his
the show.
Cue cards would be as big as a movie screen.
Okay, wait. Before we go on.
Jimmy Kimmel.
I got a military question for you, Johnson.
Yeah.
During the break, you were talking about entertainment.
Going to Guam.
You were talking about entertainment that you went to as in the military. So did the USO have shows that they would bring around, like during Vietnam War?
Yeah, like in Apocalypse Now, where they had the Playmate cheer, you come out dancing around on stage.
And it's funny that you say that. I've only been to one place where they had a USO show like that, and it was Guam. I didn't tell you guys this. Okay. But Three Doors Down came to play Guam, and they played
Three Doors Down for
the troops. And I was like,
well, that's actually kind of cool.
It was kind of cool, and I probably should have went. But I was like,
you didn't even go?
It was free, but I was like, I don't like crowds that much. I'll pass. I stayed home and played PlayStation. I had a brand new Tiger Woods golf game, and I played it.
So I'm just saying, if we had a national show, I don't want Kid Rock as the headliner. You know who he is?
I know who he
is. Okay. But I'm trying to think who I would want for my... Let's say you had 10 performers you could choose, and they're going to kind of rotate and...
Okay, on those... Wait. Before we go on, that... You had that... Was that a Nintendo or PlayStation you had back then?
Yeah, I had a PlayStation then.
And that car where you like race things really fast and like crash cars and stuff. Tiger Woods Auto Racing.
No, this was his golf game.
Oh, there's a beginning version of that, and it's the OJ Freeway Show.
Slow speed chase.
Okay, so the entertainers in your. That they should have had in the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
The ones we'll have for year 300.
Okay, first of all.
They're still alive.
First of all, don't want any of the British acts. You know, like Paul McCartney, The Who, The Stones. I love them.
Kinks.
Can't have a British band in there.
Elton John, Sir Elton.
No,
anybody who's got a Sir on his name doesn't get to be here in America.
It's not their show.
Right.
Yeah.
They can go back over to Wembley.
Lady Gaga. What?
Well, who's the other female singer that's more popular?
Well, there's a lot of them.
No, the one that's getting married to the football player.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Oh, God, yes, Taylor.
You got to have
Olivia Rodrigo would be a nice choice, or Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't know.
Who's the chick that sang Roar and California Girls?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, okay. What about Black Eyed Peas?
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Black Eyed Peas has Fergie in it, Rick.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Madonna.
As funny as it is, Madonna still put on a good show. She was at Coachella.
Right.
She was where?
The Coachella Festival.
I have no idea what that is.
What about Coachella? It's a festival. You know what a festival is, though,
music
right?
Festival out in California.
It's like Calhoun County Apple
You know where
festival?
Palm Springs, California is?
Yeah.
It's Coachella's right there, and that's the Coachella
Valley.
Is that
where they, like, burn the big statue of a guy made out of straw?
Burning Man. They might do that at Coachella, isn't it? Is that a separate one?
You ever been to Burning Man?
No.
Alan?
No.
Any desire to?
No, but what I was wanting to do a few years back here, and I proposed it, I just never got any traction with it. I was trying to get some of the area colleges to come down to Paisaw Harbor and collect all the driftwood and make it into art, you know, like big art displays, and then have a raffle, and whoever won got to set it on fire at the end of it.
Art that burns at the
end. Yeah.
Performance art.
Yeah. Oh.
So the most offensive one might gain the most money.
It might.
Yeah.
That's we got time for a commercial?
I think we do.
Alan? Ooh. No, Alan?
You want Alan to read it?
No, I want you to read it.
Oh.
We'll be back right after this break.
Thank you.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's patented tick removal kit. Ladies, when you went and checked your son's head for lice, were you surprised to find ticks the size of jelly beans in your boy's hair instead? And did your husband or significant other make some heartless suggestions like burning them off with a lit cigarette or pouring on a little sulfuric acid? Well, As Elvis says, don't be cruel. Instead of some home remedy that might leave the head of the tick in place, reach for Dr. Furt's tick removal kit. It couldn't be easier to use. Simply strap your child to a chair with the included leather restraint, then place the tick removal cup over the offending mite. Plug in the power unit into any grounded outlet and flip the switch on the motivator. It's as simple as that. When you remove the cup, the tick will be dead as a doornail and then can be easily removed with a pair of needle nose pliers. Dr. Furt's tick removal kit, you'll be tick gold pink.
Well, that sounds handy, doesn't
it? It's interesting.
And welcome back to the show.
Indeed.
Needle nose pliers.
When you got a tick, Johnson, how do you remove it? You don't just pull it off. You can't just pull it off. The head comes off.
No, you use fingernail polish remover, and that will suffocate them and make them pull their head out.
I've heard that noise. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, it doesn't work very good.
Now, see, I've heard you take that hand cleaner that's got like an alcohol base and put a drop of that on and then light it and immediately blow it out, and the tip
will just fall off. That was the boyfriend thing that they suggest that you're not supposed to do.
The boyfriend thing.
That commercial, if your husband or the guy you live with says, okay, we just
that was a lit cigarette. This is different.
It's worse.
This is just like a flash.
Now, once you get it out.
They were using a lit cigarette to remove leeches in a bridge on the River Kwai.
Yeah.
Once you get it out, you hold it over the sink with tweezers and use a cigarette lighter until it pops, right?
The tick.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah, I always like that the mountain lures that you can't kill a tick just by stepping on it.
You can't?
You either got to crush it with your incisors, or you got to pop it.
Or burn it.
Wait, crush it with your what?
Your canines.
You're going to put that tick in your mouth.
No, that's why I told you I held it with tweezers and I lit it with a cigarette lighter.
But you're saying that you know people that have done that?
No.
Bit it?
But I know that that's a way that you could be sure to crush it. Just in my head.
And I'm thinking if you just stomp it on the sidewalk, you've done the job.
Well, I think him being a song and dance man, and if he were wearing his tap shoes with the little metal thing, he could crush that tick.
Probably.
Depends on the surface underneath of the tap
shoe. I'm telling you, you pop it open, it's going to die. It's not like it's an alligator and going to grow a new tail.
How are you popping it open?
When you step on it.
Oh, that's not going to happen. They're very...
Oh, my God.
Okay, I know this... Yeah, I work in the conservation world where we're out and about and out in the forest a lot. And there's this group of like workers that work out in the forest. And at the end of the day, they come check themselves for ticks. And in their case, they would pull the ticks off and put them in like a little bottle. And then at the end of the season, they put up like $20. And in the season, whoever saved the most ticks that they picked off their body won the pool.
That's pretty cool.
You ever win that?
No, I've not participated in that.
Oh, I bet you'd win if you played.
I'm not saving ticks, but if you did that way, it wouldn't matter if they were dead or alive. You don't have to kill them.
Yeah.
You one of those people that doesn't believe in killing insects?
No.
That all life is valuable?
I was at the... back door of my office one day, and a huge spider drops off the... As I swing the door, and a huge spider drops down on the sidewalk in front of me. I'm like, oh my God! And I stomped on it when I did
and
it.
And a million!
Burst open, and you can't believe the number of spiders that burst out of that.
I've had that happen too. I've had that.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
And yeah, I couldn't kill them all. As hard as I tried, I'm not a song and dance man.
Foot and a half apart, like it was a small puppy.
Giant spider. Yeah,
like that one that jumped up on my face down in Florida.
You had the jumping spider, the deadly Florida jumping spider.
Yeah. Oh,
was it green and yellow?
I don't know. I didn't look at it that long.
Okay,
when it jumped up and did one of those like claws from Alien when it just goes all over your
face.
Just
covered you.
Yeah, I immediately flipped out and flail it off right away.
You named him Aragog?
Did you cry? Like a little girl? Wet your pants?
No, no.
Again?
No. What are we talking about?
The lineup. You got
the
10X.
Lineup for the patriotic
10X.
Lineup.
So far, you've picked all women.
I want the Marine Corps band.
I think there should be an orchestra there to play some of those really booming patriotic songs.
How about the Glenn Miller Orchestra?
Well, he's dead.
It doesn't matter. His orchestra lives on.
You bet it does. You can go get tickets to see Glenn Miller Orchestra. But I want one of the service bands. Well, guys, Johnson, go back to the service here for a second. Well, do you consider that the guys who have weaseled their way into the band to be shirking duty?
No, I don't think so. RTI didn't seem to like much, but...
What's RTI? I don't,
what is
come
RTI?
On,
no,
come on.
No, no, no. Our,
is that like
our
a, is that like a click?
Technical instructor. It's like a drill sergeant in you know, some of the other services.
What's it stand for?
TI stands for technical instructor.
No, RTI.
No, our, O-U-R, our, oh, TI didn't care for them.
I thought you said, okay. You slipped into some kind of backwood vernacular there for a second. I just said, it's all right.
He came in and said, I don't expect any of you are going to leave our flight to be one of the beat and blows. And I'm like, no, I'll just stay here. But I couldn't play an instrument anyway, so.
They called the band the beat and blow?
MITI did.
No, I'm going into military journalism.
You think you're Mickey Spillane?
You're a killer.
I'm sorry. Okay, I think that I'd like to have a couple of rock bands in here. How about like Aerosmith, maybe Bon Jovi? How about Creedence Clearwater Revival?
Well, Creedence Clearwater, half of them are dead.
Yeah, but the good half's still alive.
I guess.
You're not going to have Metallica in there.
Metallica!
All right.
Heck yeah! Yeah!
Effing, hey.
I like Metallica.
ZZ Top? That'd be all right.
They ain't all alive either.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
No.
They might be two-thirds alive.
Frank Beard's probably dead, huh?
They're two-thirds alive. One of them's dead, I'm sure.
All right. Well, most rock bands are mostly dead now. Bob Seger, maybe? He did an awful lot of commercials.
Larry and the Clunks.
Larry and the Clunks.
And they're all alive.
All alive. Ooh.
Why did you pause?
One of our backup guitar players has passed.
Yeah.
Roger.
That is true. Roger Haynes. God rest your soul.
Draw us everything we know.
And didn't we have Audie Hampton play with us briefly, too?
He never did a show.
No, but he played with along.
Yeah.
And he's dead, too.
He is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's passed on. But the main lineup of the main ones, you know, if you scratch off the Stu Stutcliffs and the Pete Best of the world,
yeah,
the main ones are still alive.
That's true.
Of Larry and the Clunks.
That's true. I don't know if Larry can still swing a drumstick or not.
Okay.
He can eat one.
So who's the politician you want to give the big speech at the thing?
What do you mean the big speech?
I mean, if you're having a big festive thing like that, and it's the 4th of July, mm-hmm. and it's the 250th anniversary,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or the 300th now,
yeah.
Who do you want to give the bellwether speech?
I guess Houck.
Matt? The president? Matt Houck?
At one point in time, podcast participant, former politician.
Mayor, president of Village of Hardin, president. Johnson, were you on the town board when Houck was president?
I was.
How'd he do?
He did pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I actually replaced him on his board seat when he moved up to the president.
But you have not been...
President.
The president, mayor, whatever they...
You were just a lackey, right?
No, no.
You were a lackey.
Yeah, I was a lackey.
Were you a county board lackey, too?
No.
Just a Village of Hardin lackey.
Yeah.
But were you enough of a participant that you'd get calls in the middle of the night, people telling they hate you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did you come out of it like $1 million richer than you went in?
No.
Huh? What kind of politician
no,
are you?
No kidding.
Terrible. Man. That's why I left. I was a bad politician.
Where's the money and women?
Guam.
Actually, we have a song that covers all that.
Like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was our big hit. First big hit.
First big hit. Huge. Why isn't that the intro song?
I don't know.
Can we do that?
Maybe.
He's not going to redo that intro.
It's his advanced age, isn't it?
He already said last week he wasn't going to do that. He said, get used to it. It's going to be there when I die.
maybe we should have, let's see, we haven't even settled on an MC yet.
I thought we settled on LaToya Jackson.
No, you said that.
Is she alive?
LaToya is alive.
She doesn't even know. I mean, if we're going to pick somebody Janet. Dead, I want Norm MacDonald to do it.
Norm, no, we did land it.
We're not bringing.
They have to be living.
They can't be knowingly dead.
All right, then I know LaToya Jackson's dead.
You do?
Oh, I'd say who we should have as our MC is Zach Galifianakis.
He's pretty funny.
He's a funny guy.
MC Hammer.
That's.
Did you see where he's doing some kind of commercial now?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Oh God, that is so sad.
He's like selling like nuts and bolts for Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
Comes like skittering in his.
Hey, we need a hammer.
In his hammer pants.
Yo, yeah. He's got them on. Yeah. They were parachute pants.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. That he introduced so he could dance sideways in them.
You probably wouldn't have Bill Cosby be the MC, right?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Have you ever done the MC Hammer move drunken in a bar?
Let's see. I haven't been drunk in a bar since MC Hammer came out.
Yeah, so. But Johnson has. Have you done the MC Hammer move?
Dance never. Man. Song never. And dance never. Man.
Song and dance man.
Nah, I'm not that kind of dance man.
Come on, do it for us.
No, I'm not standing up, and I'm not doing the hammer dance.
How about another candy bar?
Yeah, I'll take one of those. You got a Mr. Good bar in there?
Well, I got Twix.
Will you do the hammer dance Twix. For us?
No, I won't. He's giving it to me for free. Why would I do the hammer dance for
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, so I am holding in my hand right now the Hershey's Miniature Mix.
Yeah.
And it has dark chocolate, milk chocolate, the Rice Krispie treat, and the Crackle. Mr. Good bar.
At some point, that bag will be down to where it's all just dark chocolate.
Okay, yeah. What's the first thing to go?
Crackles.
Yeah, Mr. Goodbar for me, yeah.
Oh, and really?
Then Crackle.
Really?
Yep.
That's okay. That's I go for the milk chocolate, and then the Crackle, and then the...
Mr. Goodbar.
I'm probably going to do the dark chocolate before I do Mr. Goodbar.
Yeah? Oh, man, I want to share a bag of those with you.
Looking for Mr. Goodbar?
That
here
sounded a little weird.
Yeah. That's the way I feel about chocolate.
I want to share some candy with you.
Is that a sleeping bag?
The correct answer was Crackle.
Why do they even put the dark chocolates in there? Because nobody really likes them.
They really don't.
Really.
They really don't. You'll have some people, you know, like that'll eat it and say, well, this is good for your heart.
Right. Right. But nobody's pulling that out first. When there are still yellows and reds in the bag, nobody's pulling a dark chocolate out on purpose. It's on your bedside and it's late
at
night.
Yeah, and what's it say? It's got some label on it that makes it supposed to sound like it's even better than it is, like deluxe, dark chocolate, or.
It says special or something, I think. Let me reach down to the bottom of the bag and see if I can find one. And it's got the gold wrapper.
Yeah, like that makes it better.
Johnson must have eaten them all.
No, Johnson did not eat any of them.
You're kidding
This me. Is compelling.
Here it is.
Okay.
It says special, mildly sweet.
Dark chocolate.
Very mild.
Do you remember as a child? Should
I just throw it directly into the trash as opposed to...
Do you remember as a child, Alan, us working our way to the cabinet and pulling out a bar of Baker's chocolate to eat?
Yeah, it was just bitter as gall.
Oh, it was the most terrible, horrible thing. Yeah. You know, your kid, you look up there, chocolate.
Baker's chocolate? This must be really good.
There's a bar of Baker's chocolate up here in the cabinet?
They're baking delicious chocolate treats with this.
Or a bag of semi-sweet chocolate chips.
Now, I can handle those.
I can handle those.
I like those.
But this baking chocolate, man.
Is it bitter?
It was like taking a bite of sawdust. It was just terrible. I mean, it was...
You want to know what's up on the shelf right next to you? The
alum.
No, what was that?
Cornstarch.
It was like a cafe au lait. Remember cafe au lait?
Oh yeah.
And I was home one time alone, and I'm just really jonesing for some chocolate, right?
Jonesing.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't use that term. It makes you sound like a drug addict, right? I was really desiring some chocolate, and I'm go to nothing. There's nothing in the house. Finally, I come across that cafe au lait. I've seen those commercials on TV.
It looks delicious.
It's smooth and creamy and delicious.
It's coffee, right?
It was coffee!
Yeah, it's coffee.
It was terrible.
And you just took a spoonful of it dry.
Did you mix it with some milk or water? I just mixed it with hot water like they do on TV. They just stir it in nice and slow and take a sip. Ah, it's horrible. Never make that mistake again.
My recollection with the baker's chocolate.
Plus, it had been in there for 7 years.
Is that, you know, we had eaten it now, or taken a bite of it. No one could eat the rest of it. And now it needed to be disposed of in a way that Mom wouldn't find it, that we had gotten up there and eaten it. So it was wintertime. We packed it in a snowball, threw it up on the roof of the shed, and spring came, and that hunk of chocolate was just had melted and was stuck there for like the next 5 months before rain finally washed it off, to where every time you went out you could see your sins staring you in the face,
and you just knew your mom was going to see it, but she didn't.
Yeah, this is really haunting you.
Yeah,
it is.
It's like I'm going to confession here today. I can go to heaven now because I fessed up
about the baker's chocolate.
Yeah.
Wow. How come we didn't force Brad to go clean up for us?
He wasn't born yet.
We were that young?
Yeah, pretty young. Young enough to have known better, but...
When we were kids, Rick used to blackmail our youngest brother, Brad.
I'm not taking that. That's not true.
So we're watching TV, and Rick's laying on the sofa, and he says, Brad, you know, Brad's sitting there in a beanbag chair watching TV with us. Brad, fix me a soda with ice. I'm not getting you anything. Get your own soda. What about that lamp you broke when you threw the football in the house?
That was the Brady Bunch.
And Brad lets out this and gets up and fixes it for
him. By the way,
what the hell?
That was the sound.
Brad laying off steam.
That was the that was the sound of the truth leaving the station.
You're saying you never held anything over Brad's head and tried to get him to do stuff for you?
I don't remember ever doing anything like that.
That didn't sound right, but
I thought you wanted to get to heaven, Rick. You'll feel much better if you confess.
Purgatory.
Did you ever put the beanbag chair on Brad? Youngest brother Brad had this.
No, I did not do
absolute
that.
Absolute horrible fear.
Yeah, it's your turn to go to confession.
Of beanbag chairs, and that he would definitely suffocate if you put a beanbag chair. So what did we do? We put the beanbag chair on top of him and lay on it. Yeah.
You know, because back then you would lay on the ground in front of the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put the duct tape side down so it stuck to him when you jumped on it too?
The duct tape side.
There's always a duct tape side.
No, this was a furry beanbag chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was warm and suffocating.
Ours was like yellow pleather, I think.
Yeah.
Duct tape on the seams.
Pleather. There's a word.
Duct tape. Yeah, you'd get a young. Well, we can get a few more months out of it if we put duct tape on here.
You come in, there'd be like beads all over everywhere.
And the thing is, nowadays, you could probably get duct tape to match whatever color beanbag chair you had.
Oh, yeah.
There's everything out there now.
Did I tell you we had a dog incident this week?
And you had to duct tape him back together?
No, the dog.
Did it involve the lawnmower?
The dogs got into the baby diapers.
Oh.
We had the baby here.
No, wait a minute. When you say they got into the baby diaper.
They got into the baby diaper bin.
The hamper?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, dear God.
They ate a bunch of them, apparently.
So
did
you
they swell up?
Stop that.
You can't say that.
I got to beep something. But no, I mean, I had to. The dog all night long last night. Like I thought I had to go to the bathroom first a couple times. I took it out twice in the middle of the night, and it just all night long. I guess whatever it had eaten, like, expanded in its stomach.
Yeah.
It had a hard night last night.
So did you have to go get him cut open? And
no, he passed. Yeah, this too shall pass.
Congratulations.
I don't think we should have told that story at all.
Probably not.
That might get cut, too.
Okay.
So it's about that time, isn't it?
I think
so. I'm going to go ahead and say, happy, well, I the person who's going to MC the thing will be me. So see you later from MC Rick Ringhausen, Gator.
Crocodile.
And Alley Cat. I just thought it'd be more of a, you know, MC type guy. Alley Cat, Alligator.
Gator.
Okay.
Gator.
Bye.
Are we done here? I guess we are.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Dr. Ferd's Mail Enhancement. If you want better service, lower postage, and faster delivery, you want Dr. Ferd. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later. From Rick Gator, Crocodile, and Alligator, this has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes. Like there are any.